Whether Iraq attempted to buy uranium from Africa is being debated between Democrats and Republicans. In his State of the Union speech, President Bush said the British government had learned that such efforts had been made. The CIA later said intelligence about Iraq and uranium was questionable, and the White House said the statement should not have been included in the president's speech. As part of a series of commentaries on Iraq, DeRoy Murdoch says the Bush administration has nothing for which to apologize.
President Bush's political foes are attacking his suggestion that Iraq shop for African uranium. Alas, the administration planted its collective tail between its legs and blamed the CIA for the flap. Just as with the demands to seize Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass murder, the administration must play offense and energetically, systematically rebut its critics. The administration immediately should have confirmed the president's statement. As he said in his last State of the Union, the British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa. Each syllable of that sentence remains true. The British government concurs, citing both records and other sources distinct from the forgeries that elsewhere inspired the CIA's doubts. Coalition forces indeed have not found a smoking gun, a sizzling test tube, or a simmering petri dish that proves Iraq had weapons of mass murder. However, our troops keep searching for and already have found frightful things about which the White House should remind Americans through words and pictures. Opponents of the war remain silent about more than 80 mass graves that held the bodies of some 3,000 military deserters, Shiite dissidents, and even Iraqi children. According to Human Rights Watch, more than 250,000 people were detained or murdered by the government of Saddam Hussein. Last May, an Iraqi nuclear scientist gave the CIA uranium enrichment gear that he was ordered to hide beneath his rose bushes. As NBC News reported, a 2001 memo titled Document Burial and UN Activities in Iraq told Hussein's scientists how to bamboozle Hans Blix's weapons inspectors. GIs have raided at least three suspected terrorist training camps. As the Associated Press reported, a base called Salman Pak housed a jet fuselage that former Iraqi defectors insist Islamic extremists used to rehearse airline hijackings. Abu Abbas, who seized the Achille Lauro cruise ship, recently was caught residing in Iraq, as was the alleged designer of the bomb that demolished Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. Finally, the same White House that justifiably deployed highly precise smart bombs on Hussein's palaces needs to deliver razor-sharp rhetoric, compelling facts, and bracing images to refute Democrats' constant carping. The administration's problem is that it is too nice to confront those who would have let Saddam Hussein be.
The comments of DeRoy Murdoch, a syndicated columnist with the Scripps Howard News Service and a media fellow with the Hoover Institution at Stanford University.